This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The weather's been a real mess in much of the South. Storms with tornadoes and massive hail. Two people were killed in Tennessee and one in North Carolina. Gaston County, North Carolina, Commission Chairman Chad Brown on a state of emergency there.
A storm came into Gaston County, uprooted trees, and did a lot to our thoroughfares of trying to get some of our roadways cleared. But also a lot of power lines are down.
Torrential rain and tornadoes have been battering areas across the country this week, from the nation's midsection to the southeast. President Biden is warning Israel, the AP's Jennifer King.
Biden says he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip, out of concern for more than the 1 million Palestinian civilians sheltering there. In a Wednesday interview with CNN, Biden says the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says that if Israel goes into Rafah, quote, we're not going to supply the weapons and artillery shells used, unquote. This follows his decision to pause a shipment of heavy bombs to Israel last week. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Donald Trump hush money trial is back on today. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The defense in Donald Trump's hush money trial will continue its cross-examination of Stormy Daniels, who previously told jurors in sometimes graphic detail about a sexual encounter she says they had in 2006, which Trump denies. Jurors appeared riveted by her testimony, Daniels going into salacious details despite repeated objections by defense attorneys. Julie Walker, New York.
Federal investigators say they have safety concerns about a Ford SUV recall repair that doesn't fix gasoline leaks that can cause engine fires. This involves some late model Escapes and Bronco Sports. We're waiting for word from Ford. This is AP News. Now to President Biden's trip to a battleground state. The AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden is hailing new economic investments on the very spot where a Trump administration promise failed to materialize. In Battleground, Wisconsin, the president noted Microsoft will build a new data center in the state's southeast, saying Donald Trump came to the same place and promised a $10 billion investment by electronics giant Foxconn.
Promising to build the eighth wonder of the world.
The project failed, and the president says it wasted hundreds of millions of dollars and destroyed 100 homes in the process.
Foxconn turned out to be just that, a con.
Calling it another in a series of Trump's broken promises.
On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.